Well, well, here we are.
How can we love our country and not love our countrymen?
I have really nothing to, how do you answer that?
I feel like I'm taking crazy pills!
Hello, you speak English, sir? Paula, who's dead English?
All right, people, we're going to try something a little different today.
We are a nation that has a government, not the other way around.
Don't mess with the bull, young man. You'll get the horns.
I cannot solve your problem, sir. Only you can.
We, as Americans, have the capacity now, as we've had in the past, to do whatever needs to be done to preserve this last and greatest bastion of freedom.
Discussing the issues that actually matter. Finding the answers using logic and reason. KLZ 560 presents Rush to Reason. Now here is your host, John Rush.
Filling in is Andy Pate, party of choice.
And I'm your host, Andy Pate, filling in for John Rush. And today I'm joined by the great Susan Kochevar. How are you?
I'm good, thank you.
You bet. Hey, how's the 88 drive-in doing?
Wonderful. We're open and running.
What's playing?
Let's see. We have Unholy, Tom and Jerry, and Godzilla versus Kong.
You know, that makes sense because I've always felt that Tom and Jerry were unholy. There was something very, I don't know, there was just something kind of suspicious about them.
Yeah, they're a little mean.
Anything where you have a cat and a mouse and the mouse always wins.
Yeah.
It seems unnatural. It seems wrong. You know, I don't know. I just didn't trust it. Okay. Shall we jump right in with today's impossible question? Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Okay, here we go. And folks, once again, as always, you can go to the rushtoreason.com page. Okay, go to rushtoreason.com. And at the top, you see a bar. You go over to the right side. It says question. Click on question. Here's the question, and you can vote. All right. 22%. This could be kind of hard. It's only 22%. 22% of men say this is their favorite thing to eat while watching sports. I mean, that's easy. You know, celery, alfalfa sprouts.
Right, yeah.
You know, all kinds of assorted grain.
Yeah, you all tend to like vegetables.
Anything that's really healthy, I would think. You know, watching our figures, that kind of thing.
Right. I mean,
okay, here's the choices. Popcorn, potato chips, nachos, pizza, or other. Can I throw in an other?
Sure.
Wings! Yeah, Charlie's, he's nodding in there. Yeah. My only question, Charlie, doesn't wings seem a little like it'd be more than 22%? You have to order them. Mm. Oh, yeah, because wings you wouldn't have around at home as much unless you order them. That's a good point. It just seems like me, wings are what guys want to eat while they're watching.
Yeah, but only 22% of them. I would probably go with popcorn, I think.
Popcorn?
Mm-hmm.
Are you sure?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay. Well, folks, I'm going to say wings. She is going to say popcorn. We are both, who knows, probably incredibly wrong. Please go to www.rushtoreason.com and weigh in. None of those answers are there, so I'm just going to put nachos for my vote. Do you have a vote, Charlie? Wings. Okay, so he would put in you can put it in his other. Well, silly me. I should have done that. It's too late. I can't take back my vote. Why? Because I'm a Republican. I don't cheat. I don't vote multiple times. I do not do these things. Okay. I play it right down the middle. I play it straight.
Nice.
Yes. Okay. After the break, we're going to be talking to Patrick Neville and getting caught up on everything that's happening down at the Capitol. And of course, a lot of mischief is happening at the Capitol. Really quick, before we go, what's the question you want to ask him?
Well, I want to ask him about Senate Bill 256. Apparently, that will void CCWs in the state of Colorado. Well, by telling towns and counties that they can ban guns.
Oh, so you can have your own little non-constitutional enclave.
Right.
Oh, okay. So you could just like be not America in America.
Mm-hmm. All that background check and everything you did and got that CCW. Doesn't matter.
Yeah, let's ask Patrick about that.
Yeah, see.
Okay, but before then, Extreme Auto Repair. They're up next. And they offer something you don't always find in auto repair. That is transparency. It's kind of nice, right?
It's very nice.
Have you ever been kind of taken to the cleaners by a mechanic over the years, ever?
Oh, yes.
I have. Mm-hmm. I have. And we had one that just absolutely robbed us blind. Well, they don't do that extreme. In fact, they don't just tell you what you need and don't need. They'll walk you through it top to bottom if you want. Total upfront. So give them a call, 303-841-1071, or you can find them at klzradio.com. Always open, always honest, Extreme Auto Repair.
Go with your gut. You know when an estimate from a mechanic doesn't feel right. Maybe they're telling you to fix a bunch of stuff you didn't even know was broken. Maybe their prices seem surprisingly high. The team at Extreme Auto Repair in Parker will give you a second opinion for free, so you know what's reasonable and what's not. They can typically beat the prices of their competitors, but they won't hold it against you if you decide to go back to the first guy. Either way, you have the peace of mind. The team at Extreme Auto Repair wants to keep you safe and keep your vehicle on the road longer, but they never want to pressure you into repairs that you don't really need. So with every estimate, the team at Extreme Auto Repair will give you a priority list showing you all of your recommended maintenance items in order from the most to least important. That way, you decide what you want to take care of now and what can wait until later. Free second opinions at klzradio.com/extreme. Promises kept.
All right, Bruce Simmons with American Liberty Mortgage. You know, I always say it, your house is, it's an investment, but when does that investment pay off? You ever wonder that?
Yes.
Yeah, I know. Well, if you're 62 or older, the answer is right now. Just call Bruce Simmons with American Liberty Mortgage, and he shows you how a reverse mortgage can make your investment pay off. Call Bruce at 303-467-7821, or you can find Bruce Simmons at klzradio.com.
A reverse mortgage with Bruce Simmons puts more money in your pocket. One of the common misconceptions Bruce hears about reverse mortgages is that they're too expensive. But here in the Front Range, chances are good your property value will keep going up even after you get the loan, which means your overall equity may actually increase over time instead of shrinking. Plus, you get the benefit of using a portion of your home's value now instead of waiting until you sell the house. Best of all, FHA reverse mortgages are non-recourse loans, which means they're guaranteed by the government. So no matter what happens to the housing market, as long as you keep paying taxes and insurance, you can never lose the house or pass on debt to your heirs beyond the value of the home. A reverse mortgage puts more money in your pocket. Ask Bruce Simmons now at klzradio.com/reverse. Personalized reverse mortgage expertise. NMLS number 409914. American Liberty Mortgage is an equal housing lender.
God. Country. Reason. Now back to John Rush.
And welcome back to Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. Andy Pate sitting in for John Rush, along with Susan Kochevar. And on the line right now, we have Representative Patrick Neville. Patrick, how are you today?
Hey, doing good, but I'm kind of jealous of you there, Andy. You get to hang out with Susan Kochevar, one of my favorite people.
I know. I woke up today and I realized, I thought to myself, for some reason, I feel like I am better than Patrick Neville. And I didn't know why that was. I couldn't really put my mind around it. And then I realized, oh, yeah, I'm going to be with Susan Kochevar.
Huh.
Speaking of Susan, speaking of Susan, she has a question for you.
Yeah, but hey, Patrick, what am I hearing? I just want to see if you know about Senate Bill 256 that invalidates Colorado CCW permits in some towns and counties if they ban guns.
Yeah, so they haven't moved that yet, but that's basically getting rid of the, I think it's a 2003 law that Colorado has in place that says that localities basically can't have stricter gun control laws than the state as general. So it prevents basically people like Boulder or counties like that that will enact totally draconian gun laws, and it allows us to travel through. So, I mean, this, by getting rid of that, we're going to have this patchwork of gun laws throughout the state. So it hasn't moved through committees yet. We haven't seen it in the House yet, but it's coming.
That's terrifying.
Yeah, Patrick, I mean, last I heard, and I'm just, correct me if I'm wrong, doesn't the Second Amendment apply to all localities across the country? I mean, it seems to me that maybe a locality shouldn't set themselves up as a little, their own place. I mean,
absolutely.
You can't just, I mean, how harsh, literally, how harsh can they make these restrictions before they just get shot down in every court?
I mean, it's crazy at the point. I mean, I think it's crazy that we even have to go and apply and ask the permission from the government and then pay a fee or a tax to exercise your Second Amendment rights. I think you should. the Constitution is the permit that you need. So I think it's bad enough that we have that in place, but then this is going to get even worse. And I mean, you're talking things too, like I guarantee you places like Boulder are going to do assault weapons bans, same with Denver. So you might be driving through, maybe you're just even moving, or maybe you're going shooting, and if you're driving through and you're not obeying those laws, so instead of basically trying to be a responsible citizen and understanding the laws of the state and just one set of laws that you're trying to abide by, now you've got to worry about 64 different counties, hundreds and if not thousands of municipalities. It's a bad bill.
Very.
Okay, well, Patrick, I have a problem. Maybe you can solve this for me. You see, I've been sleeping too well. All right. And so maybe if I want to be up all night shuddering in fear, could you tell me what else is coming out at the Capitol right now?
Well, we have a busy day today, and that's why they're calling us back on the floor, this afternoon. So today we debated a long bill that's basically going to give the PUC more authority in how they can regulate energy usage. And what they're trying to do, is basically shut down, especially new developments over 13,000 square feet of any sort of natural gas usage in it, and try to make them go full electrical, which is totally nuts because, I mean, even if you run electrical, half those facilities are on natural gas. But it's just going to raise, here we are, the cost of living, the major issue, inflation, a major issue, and then Democrats are going to put one more demand on people that's going to make it even harder to live in this state.
Patrick, outside of obvious, anti-fossil fuels activism, what do they actually offer for reasoning against something like natural gas that burns cleanly?
There's really nothing. I mean, it's the point where, we on the floor, Stephanie Luck talked about the actual, what it takes to actually build one of these windmills and the amount of steel and copper and concrete and everything else, and then not to mention all the trucks and fossil fuels that it takes to actually create, the giant windmills that you see. So, I mean, even to build one, it's going to take fossil fuels. And what's going on basically is it's a pork industry favored by the left, and they're trying to do whatever they can to try to benefit this pork industry at the expense of others and all Coloradans. So, I mean, it's, like I said, to add, a lot of these will take, most houses are built with a certain electrical capacity. So to build a new house or build a new, in this case, probably a commercial facility that's over 13,000 square feet, you're talking about adding major electrical capacity that's just going to raise the cost of building that. And we already have enough issues with cost of building things right now.
Well, and for people that maybe don't understand, that means you're not going to be able to have a natural gas stove. You're going to have a cooktop.
That's right. And, what they're trying to say is, well, no, we're just addressing 13,000, but this is kind of the camel's nose under the tent. And they've already tried doing that in the past and tried pushing legislation similar to that, where they're even trying to, regulate what you're even putting into your own home. And they've already have energy efficient standards for your dishwashers and everything else. So you give them this on the larger commercial real estate developments, and you're next. You're next on the chopping block.
Yeah, Patrick, walk us through that, will you? Because a lot of people think, oh, you're being a conspiracy theorist, but you're right. Once they get that camel's, nose under the tent, how would they move it forward to start to affect households?
Well, that's what they do. They basically divide and conquer. So they divide, and it's the commercial developers that are going to have issues complying with this, and it's going to raise their prices. And so they say, oh, bad commercial industry, we can attack them. And generally people go, oh, well, that doesn't affect my personal life. Even though it does, mind you, because it does affect your own personal life when you have to go pay a higher price to cover the construction costs of whatever store you're visiting. So it does affect you right then and there. But then beyond that, once that happens, then they go, okay, well, we're going to attack this segment now. And then basically by dividing and conquer, they don't get the whole uprising of the actual voters against them all at once. So they do these in like little piecemeal plans, hoping that they go more unnoticed. And it's the same thing what they're doing just even today in general. We have several different controversial bills. So the next bill that's coming up that we're going to hear later tonight is basically trying to ban plastics, the use of single-use plastics, and creating a fee for all that stuff. And so they try to cram all this stuff at once, so you can't figure out what to pay attention to and try to pass these things in the dark at night.
They never allow us to simply live as we wish to live. I mean, if we want to use plastics, why is that so bad? I know they say, well, landfills and so forth. What on earth are they offering as a substitute?
Well, really nothing. I mean, and what's ridiculous is in the middle of a pandemic, we're going to do this. So what they try to do is they're going to space it out over years. It goes into compliance. But this is something that, gosh, if we didn't have single-use plastics in the middle of a pandemic, I mean, talk about some safety precautions and trying to make sure that people stay safe, quote unquote. If that was truly their goal, they wouldn't be pushing this legislation, especially this year.
By the way, Patrick, I just got to ask you, have you ever used one of those paper straws?
Oh, they're terrible. I think I had to use one in D.C. It was like, it was gross.
I had to use one. It was a couple weeks ago, and I literally could not drink I took the lid off, and I just drank it that way. It was horrible. Sorry to go off topic. Yeah. Just had to ask. Go ahead, Susan.
If it's okay, I'll change topics just a smidge. Have you heard of House Bill 1191 to prohibit vaccine discrimination?
Yeah, that's a great bill. I think it's Rep. Ransom's bill, if I remember right.
Yes, I think so.
Yeah, so Representative Ransom brought that to us. It's a good bill. It basically, she brought this early on. So if people aren't aware of how the legislative process works, if we're not in the majority, we basically can't get a late bill. So you have to, basically decide which five bills you're going to run, and you have till basically mid-January to figure out all five. You have to do some even earlier than that. So she kind of foresaw this coming, what's happening now with, people trying to basically, the governor himself saying, well, you can have 80%, if 80% are vaccinated, then you cannot have masks. And the only way to actually prove that is to show your vaccine card. So she actually foresaw a lot of this happening, and she basically in the bill prohibits any businesses or any government entities from discriminating based on not getting what's an experimental vaccine at this point. Look, I'm not against the vaccine. If you want to take it. Okay, that's fine. But we shouldn't be discriminating against people and basically making people outcasts of society for making a choice on the vaccine.
You're right. Well, and I think this provides cover for businesses because I don't think they really necessarily all like telling their customers, telling their customers all these silly rules and stuff, but they feel pressure because then, the health department or the whoever entity licenses them harasses them. And so it's a good bill to also kind of give them some cover.
Yeah, you're absolutely right, especially given the governor's order, because the governor basically makes the business owners mandatory enforcers. And it goes beyond that. The way he defines public places in his order, he's basically saying that it could be a church. I mean, so a church, if they want to not have masks, my church hasn't had masks for months, if not a year now. And so now they're saying, oh, well, you can all be in there, but guess who's responsible for making sure that 80% of the people are vaccinated? It's whoever's in charge of the actual owner or the pastor in a church's situation. It's totally nuts, too. If you take a look at restaurants and stuff, how would you even comply with that? I mean, you have one table leaving at one time, next table leaving the next time. Everyone's got to put on their vaccine card. It's just absolutely ridiculousness, especially when we have even other states that are more liberal than us reopening in larger ways than we are. It's time to just reopen the state.
Yeah, Patrick, what are you hearing down at the Capitol about this? Because this had a real papers, please kind of feel to me when you're basically asking businesses, let's face it, if there's a group of 10 or more, the only way to enforce this is the business is basically going to have to violate HIPAA laws and ask these people if they've been vaccinated, right. Ask them about their personal health. I don't understand how anybody can get around that.
Yeah, and what the liberals / socialists will say down at the Capitol is, well, we're not asking them to violate HIPAA because HIPAA is only if the doctor tells you, but the person's allowed to tell you, so we're not asking them to violate HIPAA. But what you're doing is putting the business owners in an extremely, extremely uncomfortable situation. And what annoyed me about this order, too, is the way the media just bought into his messaging on it and said, oh, we're loosening mask restrictions. No, you're not. I mean, this was more draconian than I think his other mask orders because it actually does make the business owner be the enforcers like we're talking about. The previous orders didn't necessarily do that to the business owners. This one does. It says, hey, man, if people aren't wearing masks, make sure 80% are vaccinated. The only person that can do that is the actual owner.
Okay, wait, whoa. So they're saying, they're actually trying to say that your doctor can't be forced to reveal your personal, private medical information, but you can be forced to reveal your personal, private medical information. Patrick, the whole reason your doctor can't be forced to do that is to protect you.
That's right. And so now we're entering a society where it's, okay, you want to do commerce and industry in a certain sector, well, show me your papers first. And that's what's so terrible about this order. So I hope Ransom's bill gets out of committee. I hope it gets some legs. I probably don't see that happening, given the numbers down there, but good on her. I mean, Rep. Ransom, she's been on the Joint Budget Committee And I got to tell you, the Joint Budget Committee is usually where people go, and there's been great conservatives that have gone on that committee and served on that committee. And it seems like that committee changes them into being like, you know, they become total squishes after a couple of years on that committee. Not Rep. Ransom. She's been solid like the whole way. She was the first person that I'm aware of. It probably might be in the history of Colorado that was a member of the Joint Budget Committee to vote no on the budget.
Yes.
And she did that last year and did it again this year. And so she's just such a rock star.
Yeah, she really is. Patrick, tell me, the governor actually does not have this power to make people produce vaccine papers, does he?
No, I don't think he does. And, you know, what annoys me is it's time for some of the local governments to step up. So, like Douglas County, they finally did their resolution to reopen. I hope they do something on this, but it was finally. For me, it was when that came, people were celebrating. My response was about time. So, you know, I hope that there are some conservative conclaves of the state. I hope they actually act like conservatives and don't get worried. Because what the governor is basically doing to most of these counties and municipalities is saying, well, we're going to withhold the federal stimulus funds that are coming in if you don't do this. And so there's some people that are actually caving to that and saying, well, Douglas County might lose, you know, $30 million if we don't comply with the governor's orders. So we're going to basically force everyone else to lose every dollar they have because we're worried about the government's money. You know, it's time to say, you know, reopen. And guess what? If places like Douglas County fully reopen, then people are going to come and shop here and do their business here. And we'll more than make up that revenue for the government. So it's time that we actually do the right thing and start having some, locality, reopen and, you know, some kind of pushback on the state government.
Yeah, Patrick, I have another concern also, and that's the Karen mob being unleashed by this. Because when you have a governor come out and say, we've got to hit 80% of vaccination, otherwise, you know, and until then, I can't give you this freedom and that freedom and we'll deny this money and whatever. When he says that, doesn't that unleash the Karens to go to their neighbors, their friends, their family, and so forth and say, you're keeping us from hitting 80%. You're the one holding back my freedom.
Yeah, the Karens, and, you know, I think you guys call them the Kevins, too.
Yep.
You know, we have a real problem with that in society where folks are using this as an excuse to berate people. And it seems so odd to me because it's almost like this is the new heroism. Like, oh, well, we can, you know, stay at home. Not actually be productive citizens, but yell at other people who are trying to, and somehow that's heroic in society's mind. And it just encourages that more. We need to get back to a level of kindness, in my opinion.
All right, Patrick, we've got about another minute and a half or so. Do you have anything else?
No, we'll see what happens this afternoon. We go back on the session, but my guess is that single-use plastics ban will come forward, and I think shortly, I don't know if it'll be this week or next week, but I do think we will see on the floor of the House the horrible state government public option health care bill where they're going to try to, same thing, kind of camel nose under the tent to take over your complete health care and socialized medicine.
Okay. Well, thank you so much, Patrick.
All right. Thanks, guys.
You bet. Have a good one. Hey, before we go to break here, Stephanie is on the line. She's got some news about HIPAA.
Well, I just was going to say there, and I don't have the link for you right now because I just got home.
Not a problem.
But there is actually a bill in Congress that is 327-page bill that we have until May 6th, so 2 days, to respond to. But my understanding is it's going to change HIPAA, and I'm sure it will probably make it more loosey-goosey. I heard about it on Kim Munson's show when Dr. Jill Vecchio was on. So if you go to Kim's website, she was putting a link on there. It was on last Friday's. She said click on Friday's program, and she's got the link with information about who to contact and what the thing is all about.
Well, and Stephanie, let's face it, people should be going to Kim's website anyway. Regularly, if you want to be smarter.
If you want to be hip.
If you want to be hip about HIPAA.
If you want to be in, you got to go to Kim.
I like it. If you want to be in, you got to go to Kim. It sounds like a T-shirt.
Does. Yeah.
Stephanie, thank you so much. And yes, everybody go to Kim Monson's page and make sure you get up on what is happening with HIPAA so you know who to call and what to do. Thanks a lot, Stephanie.
KimMonson.com.
Awesome.
Bye.
Thank you. Bye. Okay, and we need to go to break because after break, folks, we're going to have Brigitte Gabrielle.
That'll be good.
Oh, she's wonderful. Mm-hmm. But first, Franktown Firearms, they're wonderful too.
Yes.
Yes, they are. Folks, don't just buy a gun. Get trained, get guidance, get challenged to shoot from different platforms for different situations, like you'll see in real life. Go to Franktown Firearms and get $50 off your initiation fee, plus your first month free. You can find them at klzradio.com or go to Franktown at 720-770-7777.
Find more guns and ammo at lower prices, only at Franktown Firearms. Everyone says they value long-term relationships with their customers, but the team at Franktown Firearms back up their words with actions by keeping their prices fair and their shelves as full as possible. Because they maintain good relationships with their suppliers, the team at Franktown Firearms has developed a reputation for reliability, which allows them to keep their shelves stocked during nationwide shortages. Because they always have new shipments coming in, they haven't had to hike up prices, so you can find guns and ammo at or below MSRP. You will go back again and again to a shooting range and gun store where you feel respected, and the team at Franktown Firearms shows respect through reasonable prices and a consistent supply of guns and ammo. Fill out their contact form at klzradio.com/franktown for specific pricing. Franktown Firearms, where students become friends.
This is Josh with Business Equipment Service. Here's a message from one of our satisfied customers. Greg with Open Range Services said, "With all the things I have to worry about in a day, it's nice not to have to worry about this complex beast of a machine outside my office. BES has done a great job of maintaining it for us, and we use the heck out of it. I have had some not-so-fun experiences with office machine maintenance companies in the past. Thanks for giving me one less thing to worry about." If you are looking into purchasing office equipment or have a problem with equipment you currently have, give us a call at 303-825-5664.
Stay up to date with Rush to Reason after the show on Twitter at Rush to Reason and on Facebook.com/Rush to Reason.
And welcome back to Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. Andy Pate sitting in for John Rush, along with Susan Cochevar of the 88 Drive-In. And we are awaiting Brigitte Gabrielle. And hopefully, you know, I hope I'm saying that right.
I think you are, yes.
She has one of these cool names that you don't want to say wrong.
Right, yeah. She's got an interesting story, too.
She does have an interesting story. Let's see here. Is she on? Hang on. Do we have Brigitte? Because I don't want to go to something else if we do. We do. Okay. Good. Okay. Here we go, folks. And I just want to introduce you all to National Security Analyst, New York Times bestselling author and chairman of ActForAmerica.org. Her latest bestseller is Rise, Brigitte Gabrielle. How are you doing, Brigitte?
Thank you. I'm doing great. Glad to be back with you.
Oh, it's fantastic having you back. Hey, before we get going, because I know you want to talk about my favorite person and yours, Maxine Waters. Before we get into that, can I ask you a couple questions about yourself?
Sure.
First, did you always talk this fast? You are one of the fastest talkers I have ever heard in my entire life. I love it. It's just, I've never heard anybody who can pack so much content into a small amount of time.
Exactly. Well, thank you for asking. No, I did not talk this fast all my life, but being on television and knowing that when I am being interviewed, it's a 4-minute segment. The host talks for 2 minutes asking questions and you talk for 2 minutes. So you have to squeeze in as much information as you can within those 2 minutes without interruption. And so I learned to fire off really fast to make sure my points are gotten through before the end of the interview.
Oh, so that's it. I got to be honest. For me, it's just such a blast to listen to. The other question is, I see you debate these people on Fox News, and I just want to ask, do you feel sorry for them sometimes? Because I would not debate you unless I was wearing Kevlar and a helmet. It's so sharp, you know, so fast. I wouldn't know what to say.
I know my facts. And when you know your facts, it's easy to stand your ground. In my case, having spent a lifetime in broadcast, remember, many people don't know, I began my career as news anchor for World News in the Middle East at the age of 20.
Right.
So for the last 30 years, I have had a great time debating people across the Atlantic, whether in Europe, the Middle East, or in the United States, those who disagree with my point of view. And it's important to stand your ground, because when you're dealing with emotional lefties, see, people on our side, we believe the way we believe because we are logical people. We analyze things. We understand the facts. When you are debating people from the other side, they are driven by emotions. So they're not listening to your facts. They are just so emotionally wrapped up in what they're trying to say that you have to be able to stop them in their track, get your point across, and speak over their emotions. So there.
Okay, but, you know, but we are very unemotional, and yet, you know, sometimes after I see you debate somebody, I do grab a literal football in my living room and I spike it. Just so you know,
well,
I get a little excited.
Well,
okay.
Thank you.
Okay. So let's,
you know, I defend our side really well.
Yes, you do. Okay. Yes. We're going to talk about your book Rise here in a moment. But first, I want to talk a little bit about Maxine Waters. And, you know, Brigitte, as a terrorism expert, what does it do for you to watch someone like Maxine Waters telling followers who have already rioted and burned down buildings to get more confrontational?
Well, you know, and nothing shocks me anymore, because if you have watched television for the last 10 years and even more, I remember Maxine Waters talking after the Rodney riots and Rodney King riots in L.A., speaking in the same way, causing problems, telling people to be more confrontational. And all she got was basically promotion, because on the left, when you create problems, when you incite people to hate, when you call people bigots, when you just slap labels on people, you get promoted. So if you watch the career of Maxine Waters, every time she got more confrontational, more audacious, more crazy in the comments that she made, she basically got promoted. So today, when you look at Maxine Waters, here she is, the chairman of a major committee in Congress. What message are the Democrats sending to other Democrats who are coming, to the AOC, to Rashida Tlaib, to Ilhan Omar? And obviously, they are seeing the results, because look, when you look at AOC, when you look at Rashida Tlaib, when you look at Ilhan Omar, when you look at the crazy four in Congress, they are doing exactly what Maxine Waters has done. And what she thought was promotion after promotion after promotion. And it's very frustrating for our side, who always usually sits back and says, well, you know, they are crazy. I cannot believe they get away with it. Well, you know what? We have gotten to a time where we need to speak up, and we need to call evil by name, and we need to identify those who cause troubles, like Maxine Waters. And we need to tell our people, stand up and say your piece, be counted, stand your ground, become more active, become more engaged. Otherwise, we're going to lose our country.
Well, you're so right. And, you know, they always tell you, if you listen to these people, who they are. They sound like they're crazy. You know, when I first heard Maxine Waters years ago say stuff, I'd like, oh, she's kind of crazy. But then she said something about being a Marxist, didn't she, in a committee hearing. They tell you, they actually tell you who they are. They're not crazy. They know what they're doing.
Exactly. They know exactly what they're doing. They are following their agenda. They have an end goal in mind, and they do not get distracted. They just follow that goal. They keep repeating the talking points. They all regurgitate the same talking points, and they don't fight amongst each other the way people on the right do. On the right, we bicker, we fight. It's unbelievable to me to watch sometimes what's happening on the right side and how easy we dispose with people who barely say anything. I mean, let's not forget what they did to Steve King from Iowa. Steve King was a member of Congress, served in Congress. He doesn't have a racist bone in his body. And look how fast the right disposed of him, because the left raised a provocateur saying that he's a white supremacist and he's a racist and he said something that offended people. Well, you know what? We have gotten to a point in our country where if you are pro-life, if you are pro-freedom, if you are pro-national anthem, if you are pro-the flag, if you are pro-our veterans, if you are pro-the Constitution, if you are pro-secure borders, if you stand with our police, you are called a racist, a bigot, a white supremacist, an Islamophobe, a xenophobe, a homophobe. They slap every word in the book on you because they cannot argue with your facts. All they can do is slap a label on you to scare you into silence. And the left has perfected that part, and that's why our side sits on the sideline and says, oh, I'm not going to say anything because I do not want people to call me a racist because I'm not a racist. I do not want them to call me a bigot because I'm not a bigot. I don't want them calling me white supremacist because I'm not a white supremacist. And now we are finding out that all of us, basically pretty much all 75 million people that voted for President Trump, whether you were black, whether you were brown, whether you were Hispanic, whether you were Asian, whether you were white, we are all labeled the same simply because we are against open borders, lawlessness, anti-police, etc., etc. So the left has perfected the art of silencing conservatives. And that's why I say on this interview, if my message resonates with you, our listeners who are listening to me right now, stand up and be counted. Go to our website, actforamerica.org. Actforamerica.org. And the four is spelled F-O-R, not the letter four. Actforamerica.org. And join us. Get involved. Sign up as an activist. Sign up to start the group in your community. We are mobilizing people nationwide to stand up for law and order, stand up for secure borders, stand up for our Constitution, and stand up to fight for the defense of America.
And Brigitte, when they go there to actforamerica.org, can they also find your book, Rise?
Yes, they can. They can find my book, Rise. And so instead of them giving their money to Amazon to read my book, Rise, they can make a donation to Act for America, tax-deductible donation.
There we go.
And get the book at the same time. Here you go. Even autographed by me. So can they can learn and they can mobilize in their community.
Awesome. Awesome. Well, let me ask you this. Do you have another couple minutes?
Sure.
Awesome. What happens, Brigitte, when politicians inject themselves into the courtroom, like Maxine Waters has? I mean, are they changing the nature of law and order in America?
Well, they are definitely trying to, and if we sit on the sidelines, they will succeed. Look what they're trying to do with packing the court. Look what they're trying to do. Look what they did even states breaking the law and changing the laws, the voting laws, like Pennsylvania right before an election. I mean, it was unconstitutional. But people sat on the sideline in disbelief. No, they couldn't really change them. We have a constitution. We have laws. They can't break the laws. They can't change the laws. But the Democratic Party is changing the laws because they don't care about me and you and our listeners. They care about transforming America, and they are following through on exactly what Obama said he wanted to do. Obama wanted to change America. He ran on hope and change, and he succeeded in bringing exactly that. And here we are seeing, after Obama left office and we had President Trump, Indivisible, which was the grassroots organization that started out of Obama's grassroots organization, which now has 6,000 groups nationwide. Well, what I find ironic is most people have never even heard of Indivisible, but they are, and they are very active in working with their local state elected officials. They are working with their local with their members of Congress on changing the laws in our country. If we don't stand up now and come together and work together, even if you are a keyboard activist, we're not asking you to go demonstrate on the road. We're not asking you to show up to a meeting. Even if you want to be a keyboard activist, meaning you can make a difference with a click of a button, we send action alerts every week asking our members, do this, call about this bill. We let you know, we notify you of bills coming down for a vote so you can make your voice heard before a bill is voted on. So you can make a difference with a click of a button, responding to any email that we sent, where you can contact your elected officials. We have a pre-written email for you, pre-written letter for you. You can even call them. We make it so easy for everybody to take action. And that's why we all need to come together now and stand up and fight these Marxist, fascist, socialists, who are now sitting in Congress, who are now in positions of power, like Maxine Waters, like Chuck Schumer, like AOC, like all these lefties in Congress that are now influencing Congress to basically change our laws, declare Washington, D.C. as an independent state, and all these crazy things that they are trying to do to change the country.
Okay, now, Brigitte, and once again, folks, you can go to get all this information at actforamerica.org. Do not miss that, because that's where you're going to get equipped. Brigitte, I'm going to put you on the spot here. Let's get a bit of a prediction from you. 2022 is fast approaching. I see wokeness fatigue hurting the Democrats. I really do, because they've been pushing this wokeness with just an evangelical fervor. And I think people are getting fatigued by it. I think they're getting tired of it. And we just saw in Texas, people are starting to vote against it heavily. Do you see the Democrats suffering some severe defeats, losing the House and maybe more in 2022?
Yes, I do. Absolutely. The Democrats have overplayed their hand. The veil is off. The fog is lifted. Everybody can see them for their true colors. And most people in America, look, most people in America want voter ID. Most people in America believe we should have secure borders. Most people in America believe that we need to reform our immigration system. It's the Democrats. It's the radicals, the 2% of the radicals who are driving the agenda in Congress and across the nation. You know, look, if you see what the laws about transgender, you would think half of America is transgender. It is not. They're just, they scream louder, they are more organized, and they are very passionate about their cause, and we need to be just as passionate. And I think in this upcoming election, this is why the Democrats are trying to sneak in as much as they can. They are going for the gusto. That's why they feel even if we lost, we have to pass as many legislation as we can right now and the time where we are in control before the Republicans take it back. Because you can fool some of the people some of the time, you cannot fool all the people all the time. We are going to take back Congress in 2022, and I believe we will take back the presidency in 2024 if enough people wake up now and organize now and help us change the laws on the state level. I'm proud to tell you that Act for America, my organization, has already passed 5 election integrity bills in 3 states. Georgia, we were instrumental behind the passage of the bill in Georgia.
Thank you.
In Florida, in Arizona, and now we have 17 bills in 11 states that we are working on, and we want to make sure we change those laws to make sure that states will not be using Dominion machines, that they will not be allowed dead people to vote or keep them on the voter rolls, and many bills like that. If we can pass that, we will be able to take back the presidency in 2024.
Oh my gosh, I am so excited. I just spiked a football right here in the studio. Hey, Susan has another question for you.
Well, kind of just going off of what you said, I think you're right. I think we are starting to see even a new breed of people in Congress with some spine, like Matt Gaetz. I mean, they're trying to take him out, and he's not backing down. He's not going anywhere.
Yeah, they are fighting. Look, we need fighters like Matt Gaetz. We need fighters. People like me who don't back down. Obviously, I'm not running for Congress. I'm not in Congress. But we do need to support the people in Congress like Tim Scott, like Matt Gaetz, like those people who have a backbone to stand up and fight. Because we cannot back down. But you know how our elected officials develop a backbone? They need to hear from their constituents. They need to hear from the American people to say to them, good for you, stand up. We need you standing up, and we are behind you. And those who are afraid to stand up, those rhinos in Congress, we need to let them know, you either stand up and develop a backbone, or we're going to primary you, and we're going to kick your behind out of Congress, and we are going to replace you. And they need to hear that message clearly, authoritatively, so that they know that the people of the United States are not messing around. And America First is a movement. This is not a campaign slogan. It's a movement. And whether President Donald Trump is in office or not, the movement will continue on. It is not dead. It is not backing away. We are going to take our country back, and we are literally fighting for the soul and the survival of our country. And this is how we need to look at the next election, and this is how we need to look from now until 2024. We need to look at our country that we are fighting to save America. If we fail, America will no longer exist the way we know America today.
Okay, Brigitte, one last question before we let you out of here. And thank you so much for giving us this much time. Please, I know you raced by it so quickly. Tell us a little bit more about your book, Rise.
You know, the title should say everything. The title of the book is Rise, and the subtitle is In Defense of Judeo-Christian Values and Freedom. So Rise, In Defense of Judeo-Christian Values and Freedom. And I chose that name and subtitle for my book because Judeo-Christian values, which made this country great, are under attack today. And by the way, my book is not a religious book. My book talks about the values of America. Judeo-Christian values are the bedrock of Western civilization. They are the bedrock of America's greatness. This is where we get a lot of our freedom from, a freedom of speech, a freedom of religion, the freedom to debate each other and be able to have the opportunity to debate each other. Look, the Bible says, come, let's reason together. There are people in Israel right now who study the Talmud. Their whole job all day long is to debate the Bible. Why? So we can learn. We can study a verse and debate it and learn different ways that the author may have thought or looked at that verse. This is where freedom of speech comes from in the Western world, in Western civilization. That means if you have an opposing point of view, we should be able to sit down around the table and debate our ideas and may the best idea win. This is what Americans do not understand and do not know about our laws, and that's what I discuss in my book. And what makes my book unique is I not only discuss different topics threatening our country right now, whether what's happening in our education. I have a chapter titled Education or Indoctrination. I have a chapter titled The Leftist Islamist Coalition, how the left is working together with the Islamists to undermine our country. I have a chapter about the funding of the leftist by Soros and the funding of our media and the hijacking of our media. I have a chapter about the internet. I have a chapter about our law enforcement and how we are losing, how we are weakening our military. But what makes my book so unique is at the end of every chapter, I have a section titled Rise Up and Act, where I give people three things you can do under 10 minutes that will make a difference for our country, and you can make the, do them sitting in your pajamas 7 o'clock in the morning sipping your cup of coffee. So I make it very simple for everybody reading every chapter about every subject, how you can make a difference at your own level, in your own community, little action that will make a difference for the country. And so I encourage people to get the book. I encourage people to give it to their friends. The title of the book is Rise. You can get it where all books are sold, Barnes & Noble, Amazon.com, and where all fine books are sold. But even better, you can get it on our website, ActForAmerica.org, and for a tax deductible donation you will be able to get the book. You will even be able to get the book autographed and share it with your friends and help our cause at the same time.
Okay, but while I read the book Rise, do I have to read it fast just to kind of get the feel?
No, actually, you can read it very slowly, and you can read it. You can hear it. You can buy it on Kindle, read with my voice, very slowly and very measured so you can understand every word.
Oh, but I like it fast. I have more fun that way. Okay.
See, I talk fast. I make sure I get all my talking points within the time I have, whether on radio or on television. But it's important for people to understand that their voice matters. Their voice counts, and we need to exercise that voice. And I encourage people to join us, start a group in your community. If my message resonated with you and you thought, you know what, I'm going to start a group, I can get together with five of my friends, and I'm going to sit around my kitchen table, and I'm going to start a group. We will mentor you. We will guide you. We will give you the tools to be so successful in your community. We will connect you with other people in your community who are as passionate as you are about our issues. So together, you can become stronger. You can work together and network together and meet each other and make a difference for your community and for your state.
And the way they do that is they go where online?
They go to ActForAmerica.org. ActForAmerica.org. And we named the organization Act for America. Not think about America, not wish for America, not pray for America. You can do all that, and you should, but without taking action, nothing happens. Go to actforamerica.org and join us today. Get involved.
Fantastic. Brigitte Gabrielle, thank you so much. I'm spiking footballs all over the place. I'm having fun.
Oh, thank you, my friends. I'm so honored to be with you this afternoon, and thank you for giving me the time to be on your radio station.
Have a great day. We'll bring you back. Take care.
Thank you so much. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Okay, up next. I'm breathless. That was so much fun. Up next is Michael Bailey Law. It seems every year we hear of someone passing away without a good will. Someone really rich and famous, right? And then everybody bickers and argues over the will. Yep. And then we see family members and they're all fighting when they should be mourning and comforting. Make sure that their time is your time. That time is their time to remember your time. Okay, they need to remember you, not fight over what's happened in the past. Call Michael Bailey at 720-730-7274, or you can find him at klzradio.com.
There's always plenty of time, until there isn't. KLZ's mobile estate planner, Michael Bailey, frequently gets phone calls from prospective clients the day before they undergo major surgeries because it suddenly occurs to them they might die someday. Meet with Michael Bailey now so he can write your will or trust and establish your medical and financial powers of attorney before you actually need them. KLZradio.com/estate.
All right, Golden Eagle Financial, between now and May 15th, if you give Al Smith a call at Golden Eagle and set up an appointment, you'll get a $50 gift card to Fleming's Restaurant. They're great, by the way. You ever been to Fleming's?
No, I haven't.
Yummy. Or $100 for a couple. Al will help you set up the best retirement possible. So call Al at 303-744-1128, or you can find Golden Eagle Financial at klzradio.com.
Before you make any decisions about specific strategies to collect your retirement funds, you need to picture yourself in retirement. Al Smith, founder of Golden Eagle Financial, meets with plenty of people who've never thought about how they will spend their retirement years. So he starts every consultation with an exercise in imagination. You probably have a plan bouncing around in your brain somewhere. Starting a business, traveling overseas, volunteering at your church, going on a mission trip, moving closer to family. Al will help you to envision, after decades of hard work, finally having enough time to do what you want. As you describe your future goals, Al will establish a realistic projection of what you'll need in retirement. Start planning early so most of your retirement income can be tax-free. Fill out the contact form at klzradio.com/money. Advisory services offered through Foundation Investment Advisors, an SEC-registered investment advisor.
All right, American National Insurance. Paul Leuenberger would love to help you with all your insurance needs. And if John recommends him, you know he's easy to work with and provides great pricing. Call Paul at 303-662-0789.
Paul Leuenberger with American National Insurance offers a rebate program unlike any other. Every year that you don't file a claim, you get a certain percentage of your money back. Just one example of how Paul Leuenberger, the personal insurance agent of John Rush, keeps your rates so low. He rewards his customers for their diligence and responsibility. Paul can also help you strategize about when to file a claim and when to pay out of pocket so you save more money in the long run. You don't want to shop online for insurance because you have no idea what you're buying. You need Paul Leuenberger with American National, the no surprises insurance agent. Call 303-662-0789. That's 303-662-0789. And ask Paul Leuenberger with American National Insurance for details about his unique rebate program for home and auto insurance. Talk to somebody with the expertise to advise you so you get the coverage you expect.
It's time to leave your safe space. This is Rush to Reason on KLZ 560.
And welcome back to Rush Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. Andy Pate sitting in for John Rush along with Susan Koshevar. Okay, we got just a couple minutes here. Let's talk Coca-Cola. Did you hear somebody had to step down?
I did hear that.
Yes, it's their general counsel. He resigned. He was their strategic consultant. His name is Bradley Gayton. And I'm just going to say it flat out. He's a racist.
He is.
He is a hardcore racist. He was forcing employees to complete online training that was telling them to try to be less white. It's right here. I'm looking right at the screens that they were put up. To be less white is to be less oppressive, to be less arrogant, to be less certain. I don't know what that means. To be less defensive. Oh, that's right. We're being too defensive. Yes, sir. We are defensive when racists like you are in charge of companies like this. Yeah, we're defensive when you're telling people to be less like us. Can you imagine if I told people be less black?
Well, it's ridiculous to be less certain. So that tells me that he looks at other, he feels uncertain in himself, and he looks at everybody else and just assumes that they all feel certain too. It feels certain too when I think all of us, we're all human. We all have doubts. That's absurd.
Well, Susan, I've got a new one. I want you to be less woman. And why are you being so defensive? Just because I say, just because I spent millions of dollars and I put it out and I've got all the employees of this major company forced to listen to propaganda saying you need to be less woman, why are you being so defensive?
Right. Well, just the whole idea is just to be, I just get tongue-tied over this whole thing. Is he the same guy who is trying to tell all of the other, I think it's legal groups that work with Coca-Cola, that they have to have a certain quotas in hiring numbers, too,
yeah.
A certain level of wokeness? Yeah.
Yeah,
he didn't
yeah,
last
yeah.
long, did
quotas,
he?
Quotas, more racism.
Yeah.
Hey, here's an idea. How about you hire people based on how well they do a job?
Content of character, and yes.
And how about you quit assuming that people of color for some reason can't do a job and need to be propped up? I've worked with a lot of people of color. Guess what? They were awesome.
That's right. Couldn't be more patronizing. It's awful.
Okay, Mr. Gayton, Bradley Gayton, you are gone. You're a racist. You're out the door. Yay. Yay, team. Glad to see it. And guess what, Susan? That's it for hour number one. Folks, if you missed the first hour, it will replay at 6. Coming up next, we're going to talk chef stuff and how to help struggling restaurants with Andrew Gruhl. Then David Horowitz is coming on at 4:30. Until then, keep it right here at Rush to Reason, KLZ 560.